Hello, everyone, and welcome to Coffee and D&D. I am your host, Coffee Horse. And welcome back to our Prophecy of Odysseus. With me, of course, I have my great and fantastic players. I have Stygius Numero.
Hello, hello. Good evening.
I have Rico Thornblade. He's muted. Eating chicken, probably. I have Damocles.
Hello.
And I got Quill.
Hello.
And what do we remember from last time, huh? Let's do a handy dandy recap then. Last time, you guys woke up from a rough day the previous day before, met a tiefling druid, got in a fight with the tiefling druid, then took the tiefling druid with you, as Cinder had came in and told you guys that she wanted to talk about the books and if you still had them, which you didn't, wanted to tell you guys about the prophecy that she had learned of in a book. I wanted to show you that, or wanted to help in any way to find these books. You guys chose the prophecy route, so she led you to a very far end of AO, right behind, probably about 200-300 feet away from the library, where four dragon heads had symbols on it. And it was turned out to be a magical door that led to the place of the prophecy. You guys entered the first chambers, solved the puzzle, defeated some horror creatures, and the door is now open. It goes further into the chambers. That's where we come to.
Well, let's walk down this door. Or through the door, not down it.
Through the door, okay.
Sounds good to me.
As you walk through this door, it leads into a very dim-lit staircase. You start walking down the stairs, it spirals around and around. You walk for a good 5 minutes before coming across another wrought iron door.
Is this new wrought iron door locked? I would like to try.
As you go and grab the handle, the door opens.
As I turn around and look at everybody else, I'm like, well, do we keep walking through this one too?
I think so.
Then bon voyage. Let's go.
As you swing open the door, Rico.
I don't think you used that right, but.
Always right if you have confidence.
As you swing open the door, torches start to spark around and reveal a giant chamber. Looks exactly like the one above, but the doors are in different places. There's another door straight across the way. But there's only three doors in this chamber. In the center is a statue of an angelic figure wielding a sword. And her other hand is faced out towards the door. This statue stands about like 10 to 12 feet tall. And it's made out of granite.
Towards our door?
Yes, it's in the center of the room, but it is facing your door.
Got it. And while it is, I'm not going to take it for granted, okay?
I want to say I hate you, but I loved it.
Thank you. Thank you.
What do you guys want to do?
I want to switch my right earbud out because it's too quiet and I can barely hear anything at 100 volume on my computer.
Uh-oh. It's too quiet.
Oh my god, yeah, the left one is so fucking loud. What the fuck?
Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. We love them.
Okay, I think I'm good. You said that the statue is holding a sword. Is it like an actual sword, or is this a granite, like a piece of granite as well?
It's also a piece of granite. It is part of the statue. Okay.
I wasn't sure. I just wanted to see if like it's missing a sword or something like that.
No, it has a sword just in its hand. Just pointed in a like not attack ready stance, more off to the left hand side, just pointed at the ground, and then the palm of her right hand is facing the door.
And you said there's three doors, so one at like the far end and then one on the left, one on the right.
There's two doors on the left-hand side, and there's one door on the right-hand side. And then there is another door across the way, just like the above chamber.
Okay. Yeah.
There's four doors.
I'd like to approach the lone door on the right-hand side.
Okay. You walk over to it.
I'll check and see if it's locked first, I guess.
As you jiggle the handle. It seems to be locked.
Well, shit. Can't Rico, can you pick this lock? I guess, is there a lock to pick, DM? Or is it like...
There is a lock.
Mysteriously not opening. Keyhole. Okay.
Rico, put your tiny little baby fingers in there.
You're going to try to pick the lock, Rico. Give me a sleight of hand check.
One second, let D&D Beyond load.
Fucking D&D Beyond.
Slide a hand check?
Yep.
Okay. That would be a 26. plus 13 sure helps.
Holy shit. Yeah, you're definitely able. You stick your thief tools in there and you just so gently just kick. Seems to be unlocked now.
I'd like to open the door.
You open the door, and it leads into a room.
Is there anything in the room?
Do you have dark vision?
I don't think so, but where would I see that?
It would be on the left.
Would that be in senses?
Yeah.
Okay, so no. No, because I think this is just showing me all of them after I click on it. Would it be like underneath like my passive insight?
Yeah, it would be on that left-hand side towards the bottom of your language.
No, I don't have dark vision then. I don't have anything fancy like that.
Okay.
So it's just dark in there then?
Yeah, it's just really dark in there for you.
Fuck.
Rico, do you have dark vision?
No.
No. No. You open the door and it leads to what you can tell is a room, but you can't see anything inside of it.
Well, shit. Stygius, do you have any torches?
Let me check my bag.
Oh,
dark in here.
I have a candle. I would like to light my candle.
I'm pretty sure I have dark vision.
Yeah. whoever has dark vision, or Rico, you do light your candle. It puts a little bit of light out. It's very dim. It's about 10 feet out.
Hey, I see something.
10 feet of dim light.
Better than 40 feet of pure darkness.
Yeah, you...
it's true.
Stygius, I'm scared.
I think I have some. Yeah. There should be, no, wait.
You should... you guys would have...
Oh, my God. Yeah, I have a lamp, dude. I have a lamp.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm pulling out my lamp and taking a gander around the room because I'm a goofy goober.
Are you all heading to this room, or are you just, or is it just you two still?
I mean, I'm going into the room.
I was just wondering, are you guys all like at the door?
How many rooms are there now?
There's well, Rico and Damocles are on the one on the right, and there's two other doors on the left. And then a door.
I'll go far to in. One of the doors on the left.
One of the doors on the left. Okay. Over to the door.
Rico, would you mind unlocking the rest of these? We'll take a look before we enter. Just considering what we found last time.
Oh, you know, I guess that's probably a smart idea. I'll see what I can do.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, you got to make two sleight of hand checks.
That would be a 29.
Holy fuck.
And a 27.
You've unlocked those doors.
Ah, there you guys go. Should be good to go.
Quill.
Perfect.
Rico. Go ahead, Stygius. Sorry.
I would like to gingerly walk into the room that Damocles and I were at, holding my candle in front of me.
I think my lamp provides more light than the candle does.
You're still just going to hold the candle?
I get 15 feet of bright light and 30 feet of dim light.
All right.
So what do I see in this room?
As you two bring your little candle and your lamp... in, you see a room with a small chest in the center.
Don't open that chest, Rico. I got a bad feeling about this.
Some backroom shit.
Liminal spaces.
What do you guys do?
I think we should maybe ask Stygius if there's anything weird about this chest before we touch it.
Shut up, Rico. I can do that stuff now.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I'll just walk out the door and I'll close it behind me.
Well, don't do that. That's not very cool. Or cash money. Also, I think I might have been lying. I don't know if I have detect magic.
Just peep in the door. What was that?
Oh, never mind, Stygius. Damocles can do everything you can now.
Okay, DM, I'm going to tell Rico that I'm casting detect magic, but I'm just gonna cast detect thoughts and hope he doesn't notice.
Okay, roll a deception check for me.
Hold on, I gotta move my boxes around to find that. There it is. I rolled a 22 on my deception.
Rico, roll an insight. Rico just vanishes sometimes, I swear to God.
Hot wings, man.
Oh, sorry. I 100% thought I responded. 19.
Okay. You definitely see Damocles casting a spell, and you're like, he's doing it. He's doing it.
Well, Damocles, what did you see?
DM, did I get anything from that?
So the cool thing about Detect Thoughts is it registers if there's any, like, also if there's any creatures with intelligence. No, you just register Rico's intelligence.
I don't think anything is wrong with that chest. I think we can touch it.
After you.
I guess I'm... Oh, man. I made this bed. I might as well lay in. I'm going to go open that chest.
Okay.
Because it's just a normal chest.
You open the chest. And inside is a small pouch and a ring.
What's in the pouch?
And the pouch looks like 100 platinum.
Hell yeah. I'm fucking putting that in my pocket. What's this ring all about?
You have no clue. This looks like a normal ring.
I'm going to show it to Rico and see if he knows anything about it or if it looks silly to him.
Make arcana checks if you want to.
I'll roll one.
Yeah, I rolled a 13, so...
All right, I did a little better than him. I rolled a 16.
Nice.
Okay. Damocles, you'll understand this as... You've seen this before. It's a ring of protection.
Oh. Oh! Fuck! Rico, this ring's badass. It's a ring of protection. I used to have one of these. I don't know where it went.
How do you just lose a ring of protection?
I don't know. How do you die and come back to life, bro?
I don't know. You're the one that did it. You tell me. Well, are you going to put that one on then?
I don't know. The last time I found an object and put it on, I got cursed for oblivion.
I'll let you make the call.
Fuck. I apprehensively start to put this ring on. But if it feels suspicious, I am yeeting that hoe across this dark ass room.
Doesn't feel suspicious. Just feels like a
doesn't
ring
feel
of protection. You won't know what it. You won't know if it has anything bad for an hour. So,
well, I guess I'll report back to you in an hour, Rico.
Okay. Well, I wish you the best of luck.
Okay. Go ahead. So, since I took like all the loot out of there, I would like to give Rico 50 of the platinum.
Okay.
Oh. Oh, how thoughtful.
That's my man's. I can't just, like, leave him hanging. 50 platinum's no small feat.
No, no.
No.
It's 500 gold.
Well, I have 850 gold in my pocket.
There you go.
Yeah. Now I'm up to 75 platinum.
There you go.
Quill, Stygius, what are you guys doing?
I am entering the room that I chose.
As you enter this room, you see, since you have dark vision, you see a small chest sitting in the center of the room.
Okay, I'm gonna walk over and see if I can open the chest.
You walk over. Chest is locked.
Okay, I'm gonna go get Rico to lockpick it.
Okay, Stygius, what are you doing?
I will follow her and cast or activate my detect magic.
All right.
And I would like to just peer around the room as well as check that chest.
That chest does seem to have some small magic coming from it.
Any particular location or just...
Just from the center of it.
Okay. I'd like to roll Arcana to see if it's something that can perceive the type, or if it's like emanating from the lock, or if it's just from the an item perhaps inside.
All right.
Nat 20,
29. Damn. Okay, you can tell that this is a magical item of some sorts that is sitting in the middle. A very powerful one, to be precise.
Quill, at least from a magical perspective, it should be free to open, and, well, it's got a nice prize in there for you.
What is it? What's in it?
Not sure. Something of quite powerful magic, though. On second thought, yeah, better steer clear, but just in case.
Okay, and then wait, steer clear?
Just careful opening it. Don't put your head above it.
Oh, I'm going to make Rico open it.
Well, all right, I'll tell him the same. Rico?
Yes?
We've got a box for you to open.
Oh, goody.
I can just watch him. I can just imagine him running over. Oh, goody, just like...
He's skipping. Exactly,
he's skipping. Fucking skipping.
My whole body shakes when I'm talking like that. I'm like shaking my whole body, like, oh, goody. I can feel it. Yeah, I'd like to go ahead and pick that lock.
Okay, roll the sleight of hand.
And careful not to put your head above the opening. There's a powerful magical item in there.
Oh, well, I was going to let Quill open it since she found it.
Oh, all right. Y'all are so polite this evening.
Aw, 16.
It comes unlocked.
Nice. There you go, Quill. It's unlocked for you.
Okay, I'm going to watch my head very carefully, keep it out of the way, and open the box.
As you open the box, you see a small pouch and a ring.
Okay, like what kind of pouch? I'm going to pick it up.
Looks like a coin purse.
What about the ring?
It almost looks like it's made out of glass, but it's a silver band with like these very intricate runes and crystals throughout the center of it.
I guess I'll just pocket both of those things.
Okay. You don't even look at how much is in the bag?
Oh, like it's... Well, you didn't say it had anything in it.
It feels like it has something in it.
Well, okay. Then, yeah, I'm going to look in the bag.
There's about 100 gold in there.
Okay. I'm going to pocket that, too.
Okay. What do you guys want to do next?
Well, Rico's going to look over at Quill and kind of clear his throat.
My fee.
Quill's going to raise an eyebrow with her arms crossed back at Rico.
At least tell me what you found.
Okay, I show him the things I found.
You see a coin purse, and you see a small ring. The silver band and like almost glass runes carved around it.
I'm assuming I probably won't know anything about that.
You can
ring.
Make an arcana check.
You never know. A 22.
Damn, that's good. You don't know what it does specifically, but you think this might be a ring of invisibility.
So you're telling me I could be invisible and invisible at the same time. Oh, well, that's a good find, Quill.
Do you tell her?
What is it? Yeah. And she says, what is it?
Oh, well, I assume that's a purse full of coins. And...
Oh, my God.
I think this might be a ring of invisibility. But you never know.
Okay, I'm gonna try putting on the ring.
You put on the ring. You're not sure what it does yet, because if you're going to attune to it, you need time for it to attune to you. So it'll be about an hour before you figure it out.
All right, then I'm gonna attune to it.
Okay, so it'll take an hour, and then you will find out.
Oh boy, the suspense.
Damocles.
Hopefully I didn't lead you astray.
Yes.
What is Damocles doing?
To be so for real, I'm taking a look around this big open room that I assume we're all standing in. I assume we've all came out of our respective rooms at this point.
Make a perception check for me, because they're all in the other room dealing with that at this point.
Oh, okay.
Make a perception check.
That's a nat 20.
As you're walking around looking at this giant room, you see it almost looks like the statue's following you. Following which direction you move.
It's following me?
It's following you.
Well, that's not exactly what I was hoping for when I started looking around. I was looking for the druid. Where is the druid?
And as you turn around and turn back to it, it's now 10 feet closer to you.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not fucking cool. Guys! The statue's moving. Please, someone come help me, please.
Oh, Damocles! I'm coming!
That does not make me feel any better.
I would like to skip into the room, please.
As you skip into the room, you see that the statue has moved about 20 feet.
Huh. You're right. I don't think that's supposed to happen.
Okay, you keep looking at it. I'm going to turn around. I turn around for like 4 seconds, DM. Okay, not long enough for this thing to creep up and touch me, but long enough that I would see it move. Or not, but notice that it moved.
Rico, do you keep your eye on it?
Yeah.
Doesn't move.
Okay, now we both need to turn around.
And run for the door.
No.
We can watch it from the door.
You can watch it from the door. Very, very uncomfortable here. Okay. DM, in proximity, where am I and where is the statue? Like, is the statue, like...
Statue is probably about 20 feet away from you. And it's about...
Am I in a position where I could get cornered if I turn around for too long?
No.
Okay. Rico, turn around.
Okay. I turn around and take a couple steps towards the door.
Okay. Do you turn around as well, Damocles?
For a smidgen? For just a little bit?
The statue's right behind you.
Oh, no!
Jeez. And the second I hear that, I'm running.
You guys are all... Stygius Quill, you guys are hearing this.
I think I would go investigate.
You see, the statue that was in the center of the room is now right in front of Damocles.
Jesus. What's going on?
Oh, I was really hoping that you would be able to tell me that, actually.
Damocles, use your detect magic!
Oh, fuck.
Technically, mine's still active. If I'm looking at the statue, what do I see?
It seems magical.
No shit. Okay, I'm going to roll Arcana to see if I can get anything else out of that. 24.
looks kind of like construct magic.
All right. It looks like this is gonna sound stupid, but it looks like it can move on its own.
No! You don't think I figured that out yet, motherfucker?
That's why I'm running.
Well,
love that.
I understand you know that. When did it move?
When I wasn't looking at it.
So if we keep looking at it, then you guys can escape it.
Nah. Yeah, I'm just going to start shuffling away from
You turn around.
No, I don't turn around. I keep fucking looking at that thing. I'm going to shuffle around it.
Seems to stay still.
Yeah, fucking better. I hate shit like that, dude. Oh my god.
Love it.
So, there's more doors still.
Alright, I'll tell you what. I'll keep an eye on it. If you all want to check out the next one.
Do you think we could just shut the door?
I don't want to find out.
I'd actually like the chance to examine it for a bit. Been trying
don't
to make
blink.
Something... Of course.
It will touch you.
I plan on staying about 5 feet away from it.
Too close.
Any time that I blink, I'm taking a step back.
Okay. You three go over to the other door. You open it. It's another room. Quill, you can see a small chest sitting in the center of that room. Stygius. It turns and faces you as they go into the room.
Wait, it moved while he was looking at it?
It moved to face him.
That does not bode well.
What are you three doing?
Subtle foreshadowing. I would like to lift up my lamp and take a gander at the room in front of us.
You see a small chest.
Does it look evil? I should pick it?
Doesn't look evil.
All right, I'm going to open it.
It's locked.
Rico, put your little baby hands in here, dude.
I'm actually quite proportionate, thank you.
Keep telling yourself that, bud.
That would be a 29.
Yeah, you unlock it. And right as you unlock it,
you motherfucker.
Nothing happens.
Nice. You had me in the first half, I'm not gonna lie.
Yep, me too.
Except for there's just a small orb on the bottom of this chest.
I would like to reach it. Well, do I know anything about this orb?
No, it just looks like a small marble.
Oh, okay. I would like
what
to grab
what color is the marble?
And there also seems to be a black silk fabric. Looks like a scarf in a way.
I would like to pick that up and examine it.
Pick up the marble and the scarf. Scarf's weird as you pick it up. It's a circle.
Hmm. I would like to examine the marble.
Just looks like a glass marble.
Oh. I would like to show the others what I found.
You guys see a little glass marble and like a black scarf. It's round. What do you guys do?
Anybody got anything?
When you say round, so it's like you would clearly just like put your head through it and it would like drape over the shoulders, kind of?
Like round, like if you were to lay it on the ground, it would be a perfect circle.
Huh.
I guess, can I go ahead and like try to put it around my neck? Screw it.
Oh God. Oh God.
Nothing happens.
Send it.
As you put it around your neck.
Guys, check out my new fashion statement.
DM, how big is this? Because I feel like his tiny little body is kind of just draping on the floor a little bit.
It's like 10 feet in diameter. It's like
10 feet in diameter?
Yeah.
This thing is...
That's fucking huge, bro. Huge
body. Guys,
like you're not even wearing it at that point. It's you're just like, it's like when you sit in the little red wagon and you make your little brother put a fucking rope around it. Like that's what it's like.
Yeah,
that's what I'm gathering.
You can lay it on the ground. See how big it is.
I mean, it practically is. If I'm only 3 foot tall, dude.
Yeah, it's really hanging off you, Rico.
It's, I guess. Any ideas, guys?
Enough of the silly cloth circle. I'm going to go find Stygius and hope he's not dead via granite statue.
Okay, now we're going to come to Stygius. Is there in the room, every time you blink, the statue gets 10 feet closer?
Oh. Okay. In that case, I'd like to begin a circle, actually.
Okay.
So one of the oldest tricks in the books with magic is circles are imbued with power. How big is this room?
This room is probably about 60 feet wide, about 120 feet long.
Okay. I'd like to start drawing a 50-foot circle around this thing. I'm kind of traveling around, limiting the amount that I blink because I know that it's moving when I blink.
Mm-hmm.
And slowly begin trapping it within this circle. So I'm like etching with my burin all the way around. And even if I blink, it'll have to shift that direction towards me.
All right, make a dexterity check for me.
Okay. That's a 10.
All right. You're able to finish the circle, but it's pretty close to the edge. Almost a little too close for comfort.
Okay. Well, moment of truth. As I finish the circle, I imbue the circle with a bit of my will.
Okay.
To attempt to trap it.
What are you casting?
This isn't anything cast related, at least in terms of spells. It's literally just like, it's part of my ritual. So I do this every time that I start a carving. That's the initial step, is a circle of power in order to contain the magic.
As you proceed to put your will into it, you see a faint blue glow from the edges of the circle.
Okay. Interesting. kind of cock my head, and I assume this is probably when Damocles would come
right
out.
About that time that Damocles comes out.
At this, I'm actually going to do what the reaction. I would assume I hear him and I look his direction.
Perfect. Perfect. Typically, as you walk out the door, you see Stygius looks right at you.
I give him kind of a goofy look. I'm like, what?
And you see the statue run right for Stygius out of the corner of your eye.
Watch out, watch out, watch out!
And as he's saying that, I say, wait, don't! And I hold out my hand to push him back.
The stone golem hits the edge of your line and stops.
I carved a circle. I think it might hold it. But if you cross it, if you cross the circle, it'll be able to get free.
If I go in the circle, it can leave the circle?
If anything physical crosses it, yes.
You see the statue?
But it'll stay in that circle otherwise? It's stuck?
Hopefully, if its will is not as strong as mine.
You sound very confident in that ability.
I'm fairly confident, but you never know who casted it.
You see the stone golem goes from standing still to now just walking the edge of the circle.
It's like a leopard.
What do you guys want to do?
Are you all finished up in there?
I'm trying to stuff this massive scarf in my backpack. It ain't fitting in no cloak pocket.
Not with my set peanuts. It in with your peanuts.
Nah, they take up too much space. I gotta save those for the squirrels.
He just now has a pocket of unlimited peanuts.
Is there an exit?
You do see a door on the other side of the room.
Another door! I would like to start running towards the door.
All right. You get over to the door, and looks like a door. I don't know. Does it have a handle? I don't think so.
There's no handle on the door?
There is no handle on the door.
Well, I'm out of ideas.
I approach the door and I'd like to take a look at it and see what else is there.
Looks like a wrought iron door. Looks like there's a slot for where the handle goes and a keyhole, but.
Interesting. Hold on a minute. I go back into the room with the golem and I'd like to take a good long hard look at the golem.
Make it a investigation or perception.
That's a 16.
You see, attached as the hilt of the golem sword is the handle.
Son of a... all right. It's on the hilt.
So we have to destroy the rock golem.
That or steal its, well, yeah. Either one would work.
Alrighty, so what's the plan?
You see that it's attached to, like, in between the hand and the top of the cross guard. It's right on the hilt. And it's just moving around.
I don't have many things that would be good against the rock golem. We can have a few people hide, and a few of us can turn invisible at this point. Perhaps it won't be able to see us. And then one of us may be able to grab it. Any other thoughts?
I suppose we give it a shot.
Rico, you did notice that this door is more wood than iron.
Hey, Damocles. Do you think maybe you could just bust through this door?
Oof, been there, done that. Those doors hurt.
This one appears to be different than the others. It looks like it's more wood.
I guess I'll try to just break this motherfucker down.
Make an athletics check for me.
I get advantage.
Nice.
And that's a nat 20 for a 31.
31? How do you want to kill this fucking door?
I'll put my foot right through it. I would say because of how I fucked up last time with the door and got a little boo-boo on my leg, I probably would have channeled some of my divinity into that. So it's like a little aura-like when I kick through it and the door splinters.
Bro's out here aura farming, just kicking down doors.
Usually. Catch me in the tavern last episode, bro. Teleport 5 feet for the aura. My spell slots still haven't recovered from that.
I do it for the aura.
It was worth, bro. It was so worth.
You fucking just put your whole foot through the center of this door, and as you do, it just goes and just fucking busts in half.
Well, that'll work.
I guess we won't be going for the sword.
Think not.
All right, as you guys enter a familiar scene, looks like the staircase that you guys took to get down to this level. As you walk down the stairs, you run into another door.
What does this door look like?
This one's metal.
Is it also locked?
As you jiggle the door handle, it seems to be unlocked.
Does it open?
How do you open the door?
By... Uh-oh. pushing.
You push the door? But you don't grab the handle, you just push the door?
I grab the handle with one hand, twist it slowly but surely, and then push the door firmly.
Doesn't move.
And then I try yanking backwards.
Moves a little bit, and then it opens.
Aha! Uh-huh. I figured this one out, guys.
Lights come on in the chamber.
I slowly put my lamp away.
This chamber's different.
I pat him on the shoulder as I walk in and say, congratulations, you opened a door.
And then walk in. Thanks, buddy.
Oh my god. This one's different. There are books, bookshelves lining all of the walls. Head from ceiling to floor, bookshelves, and then smaller bookshelves in the center. It looks like there's a door on the other end of the room. And looks like there's a plaque over there by that door. You guys want to do?
I want to go check out that plaque.
As you walk through the plaque, you see that it looks like it has four slots. These are about book-shaped slots.
Well,
yeah.
Guys, it looks like we might need the books anyways.
It does say something on the plaque. It's a little bit hard to read.
Can I read it?
It's written in Elvish.
Which I can read.
You can read. Okay, perfect. It says, a book holds 1,000 words, but don't count words, for it is a letter you seek.
Huh. I would like to relay that to my fellow adventurers.
A letter you seek? I'm just kidding. maybe. But that's how literal I would take it. Well, need to find a letter then.
But, what letter?
Well, my bet is the letter U, but probably not it.
Do you think we could just write that on a piece of paper? Or cut it out of paper?
I mean, it couldn't hurt to try, but...
Is there, sorry if I missed it, but is there like a slot to put it in or?
Yeah. I said the wrong number of slots. There's seven slots on this pedestal.
And how big are these slots? Are they the size of a book? Or are they smaller, like more like an envelope?
They're about the size of a book.
And I guess, like, does it look like?
It looks like if you push
them all the way in,
No, it looks like if you took a book and set it in those slots, something might happen.
Anybody got any books on them? Try random ones.
I look around the room and gesture to the bookshelves. I would venture to guess it's probably in here.
Oh, that's right.
But, can we hear that riddle again?
Are you going to walk over and read the riddle again?
Yes.
As you're looking at it, where it says books, it looks like it's worn, as you read it, it says, a picture is worth 1,000 words. Don't count words, it's letters you seek.
Picture's worth 1,000 words.
And below that, you see that it shows books with X's on their covers.
I relay that to the team.
As you look around, you do see 7 paintings.
Perhaps something to do with the paintings, then, being pictures. And then, what are these? So there's 7 books marked with X's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if I pick up one of these books, is there anything in them?
There's no, it's just a little diagram at the bottom that shows 7 books with X's.
Ah, okay. All right, if I were to guess, let's check the paintings and see if there are any books that are related to the paintings themselves.
Okay. Sounds like a plan to me. I'd like to walk to the closest painting and start rummaging through the books.
So there is 4 paintings on one side and 3 paintings on the other.
I'd like to walk to the left.
To the left, okay. The first painting you see is one. Oh, holy shit, my brain just. One gruesome werewolf under a full moon.
Is there anything off about the painting, like how it's hung or anything like that? Like there might be something below it or hidden.
You can make an investigation check. No. Painting seems to be hung properly. It doesn't seem like there's anything behind it or underneath it.
I would like to go ahead and look through the bookshelf, books around, like, kind of directly below it and in the immediate vicinity to see if I can find anything that would, like, possibly be related to an aspect of the painting.
All right. Roll an investigation check for me.
Nat 20, baby.
Ooh,
or 25.
As you're looking through the bookshelf underneath that painting, you see one that talks about werewolves. And it's called The Wonders of Werewolves.
I would like to go ahead and grab that book and open it up and kind of look through it.
As you grab it, you see on the cover a W. And as you fan through it, about halfway through the middle of the book, you see an X scratched across several pages.
I hold it high above my head and say, "Guys, guys, I think I got one." And then run over and set it in a slot.
Okay. In the first slot? Second slot?
First slot for now.
First slot for now. Okay. What are the rest of you doing?
I am so goddamn confused by what we're doing right now. I'm kind of just walking around pretending like I'm doing stuff.
As you're looking around, you one painting catches your eye, Damocles. You see a painting of, let me find it. A trio of gnolls fighting over a spear.
Gnomes fighting over a spear?
A trio of gnolls.
Gnolls?
Yeah.
What is a gnoll?
An uglier werewolf. It is like a hyena instead.
Yeah, hyenas. Oh. Oh, I think I do know what that is, actually. I played Diablo. I should know better. What is that? G-N-O-L-L? Is that how you spell that?
G-N-O-L-L-S. Gnolls.
Well, plural, yeah, okay. Why does this catch my eye in particular?
I don't know, it was just one of the paintings that caught your eye.
Hmm. What caught my eye about it? Why, I'm very confused here. All right, well, we're going to stand here and stare at this painting until it starts speaking to me.
And what you do hear Rico, after fumbling around at a bookshelf, say, "I found one."
What'd you find?
A book with the letter W on the front and a big X in the middle over multiple pages.
Hmm. So W must be one of them.
And it was definitely related to the painting.
How so?
Well, the painting has a werewolf, and this book is all about werewolves.
W for Wombo, eh? Good to know. I mean, werewolf.
I was so confused.
That was a SpongeBob reference for all the, those who didn't. Anyways.
My mom didn't let me watch SpongeBob.
Oh, that's so sad.
So we don't know anything about the hash bringing, the dash singing, the scratch screening.
The hash slinging slasher.
He went all in.
I have seen that episode.
Nice.
I'm telling your mom that you watched SpongeBob.
Please, please, no.
Oh my god. Bill, what are you? Stygius, what are you doing?
Well, let's all take a look at the books, I suppose. I'd like, or the paintings, and see if we can find a matching book. So I'd like to approach one of the other paintings and that catches my eye and see what I see.
You see, I'm guessing you, we'll just say you went to the left-hand side.
Sure.
You see three dragons in flight.
Any particular color?
No.
All right.
Red one, a green one, and a black one.
I'd like to peruse the books and see if I can't find a big D on one of them.
Make an investigation check for me.
Not what I'd be looking for in the library, but hey, that's not... That's just, you know, to each their own.
Okay. Looking for big D.
That's me. All right. You said investigation?
Yes, investigation. Give me the investigation roll.
A 23,
you see. As you're looking through, you see a book called The Absurd History of Dragons.
It's not Dragons for Dummies? I'm just kidding.
Who knows?
Perfect.
As you grab the book, you see there's a giant golden A on the front cover. And as you fan through the book, about halfway through, in the middle of the book, is an X across the pages.
All right, I think I found another. Not the letter I expected, but another all the same. Quill, how about you?
Hold on, let me go check on her real quick. I'll be right back, guys.
Oh, there go the headphones.
Uh-oh. Oh, no.
Yeah, this is why we try to schedule for weekend playtime.
Hey, that's fair.
You gotta play the game.
Well, she's openly said that's why she doesn't like playing on, like, the days that they work.
No, that's completely fair. It's like, yeah.
What? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I just feel bad, you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, fuck, man.
Gotta get that rest.
Unfortunately, though, I can't just pack around a 7.5-foot-tall wolf, so.
Wait, you can't?
No, well, I might be able to, but I can give it my best.
I got full faith in you, Damocles.
Ditto.
Oh, man, should we make the wolf one of those little baby bouncer things?
All right, I'm back.
Perfect.
Quill, Stygius just asked you a question.
Yes, so we're in a room full of books, and there's seven of them that we have to find that are attached to these paintings. And the books are supposed to have like big letters on them with an X once you look in the middle of the book. And they have to do with the paintings themselves. So I looked at one that had a dragon. I found a book about dragons that had a big A on it. And then there was an X. And then Damocles found one with a knoll, or painting with a knoll. Hasn't looked for a book.
Not smart enough to have picked up on that quite yet.
And then Rico found... What was the painting again? I actually missed the painting.
A gruesome werewolf underneath a full moon.
That's right, that's right. With a big W, a big wombo. Sorry. So, yes. See any books that you like? Or paintings that catch your eye?
Crickets.
Asleep.
Yeah, so I'm still confused.
So you're in a room in another chamber. It is full. It is like a library. There are bookshelves ceiling to floor with paintings in the bookshelves of certain things. Stygius just found a book with an X on it, with a giant A on it from looking at a painting of three dragons flying, and then found a book about dragons and found one of the books. Rico did the same thing. And Damocles is looking at a painting.
So if you look at one of the other paintings and see what's on it, you can try and find a book that has to do with that subject.
Are you still confused? Damocles.
I feel like by this point, I kind of figure out what the vibe is, and that I need to blend in by looking for books.
All right, make an investigation check.
All right, here we go. Oh shit, my mouse turned off. Hold on.
Investigation.
I rolled a 3.
A 3?
Yeah, 4 minus 1.
You have no clue. You find a lot of interesting books. But don't
cool see pictures anything on the front of them and stuff.
Yeah, some cool things. I mean, you see the painting up above. You find there's multiple books about gnolls, but yeah, you know, it's a little much.
It usually is.
If you want to retry it, you can.
I'll roll it again. Oh, that was better. That's a 14.
14? You find a book called Odd Rituals of Gnolls.
Does it have a cool picture on the front?
As you grab it, there's a giant golden O on the front cover.
Oh dear, I'm going to open that book.
As you open the book and get about halfway through, there's an X in the center.
Would you say I'm still able to read what's on those pages?
On all the other pages, yes.
But on the pages that have X's, I can't see anything.
There's just in the middle of the book, there's two pages that have an X across them. You can read some of the words, but a lot of the words are covered by a giant red X.
I'd like to loudly exclaim, "Who's the fucking asshole defacing books in the library?"
Damn.
What do you mean, Damocles?
Oh, some douchebag just drew all over the fucking books. Giant red X through the pages. Not like I was trying to read any of that.
I think you found another one.
Another what?
Well, another book that we're trying to find. Does it have a big letter on the front?
Oh, dear.
Oh, shoot. If it has oh, dear, I don't think we're... We need it then.
I put the book in Stygius's face.
Ah, yes. That is one. Good job, Damocles.
Thanks.
All right.
There are 4 other paintings.
I'm going to put the book in its little book spot on the book. Place
you just put it
and
one
go
spot.
Look for more paintings
on one spot.
What? What? There's spot. Whatever my heart feels, I should place it.
Did you put yours down too?
No, I haven't put them in the slots yet. I assume we need to probably do a word puzzle, so I laid them off to the side.
Okay.
And I just stack my book on top of Stygius's.
Okay.
I'm looking for a painting of a unicorn.
Damocles, as you look at the next painting, you see a painting of 5 kobolds around a bonfire.
What are the odds that there is a trench coat nearby?
There is a trench coat on a coat hanger.
Mmm. Reminds me of a story my father once told.
The whole time Damocles is just 3 kobolds. Be a nuts twist. Stygius, the next one you go and look at is you see 2 gelatinous cubes patrolling a dungeon corridor.
Sorry, what? Patrolling a...
You see 2 gelatinous cubes patrolling.
Patrolling? That's what I thought you said. It's like... I don't know if I've ever seen gelatinous cubes patrolling. They have like... fucking torches and eyeballs looking down the corridor.
Yep.
Lovely. Okay. In that case, I'd like to look for some books regarding gelatinous cubes.
Make an investigation check.
Perfect.
Tim, please make one as well if you're going to look for books.
What am I rolling? Investigation?
Yeah.
Let me roll insight.
Rico. I mean, you can roll insight.
I rolled an 18 with a -1 on my investigation, okay. So I'll shut the fuck up.
Rico, the next painting you look at is a grinning beholder.
Ooh.
What'd you get on that investigation check, Stygius?
No joke, the same. I got a 23 again.
23. As you're scanning through the books, you see a book about every gelatinous cube.
Yo, that's just Mike Wazowski, bro.
He's not a gelatinous cube.
No, he's a beholder.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't know what it was, so I Googled it. I'm like, that's fucking Mike Wazowski, dude. You can't.
Yeah.
Just with more
tentacles. That's my guy right there.
With just more tentacles.
They have the same narcissism, too.
Yo, that's
what Mike Wazowski... Are you suggesting that Mike Wazowski is a narcissist?
That's what Mike Wazowski and the snake hair lady look like, together.
Oh, that's their babies.
That's their babies, their beholder.
You think Mike Wazowski's banging the snake hair lady?
100%.
Yeah. They that's his girlfriend.
Yeah, that's his girlfriend the whole time.
And her boyfriend is Mike Wazowski.
And he'd be banging her.
Are you gaslighting me? I don't remember that at all.
They go for sushi, and that's where, like... what's her face? Boo? Yeah, Boo.
Boo's there. Boo shows up.
Yeah, she's at the sushi restaurant on their other date.
And Damocles, you find a book about loaning from kobolds.
Learning from kobolds?
Loaning.
Loaning?
From kobolds.
Sounds like a rough business practice.
Do you guys grab your books?
I am grabbing the book.
Okay, you see that there's a giant golden L on it.
Oh, man, I took the L off the shelf, bro. Fuck.
Nice.
That was a bad joke. I'm so sorry. That sucked.
Honestly, there's already been worse tonight, so...
It's already been bad. It's already been bad. Stygius? Do you grab your book?
I check the inside to see if there's X's.
There's a giant golden E on that bad boy. And there's an X.
Nice.
Rico, are you going to make an investigation check?
I rolled a 12.
A 12? Mother hell, you don't find diddly shit.
Damn it.
A bunch of books.
I would like to scrunch my face and scratch my nose and
try again.
Look harder. A 9.
These books are very complicated for your brain. That you're like, what
guys,
the hell's going on?
I guess I'm not sure what's in this painting. I might need some help finding the book. And then I'd like to turn around and try again.
Okay, make another investigation check.
I'm gonna meander over to Rico and give an insight check on his painting.
Okay.
Oh god, I got a 13. Rico, we're fucked.
You can tell that it's E. You can tell that it's about a beholder. You're looking for books about a beholder.
We're looking for beholder books.
Oh, okay. Maybe that's what I needed to know to do this.
I don't know.
Make investigation with advantage, Rico.
Oh, sure. Now I roll. Okay. 21.
A 21. You find a book called Beholders.
What letters on it?
As you grab it, it's a giant golden B.
Oh, he found the big D in the library.
B, not D.
Oh, I thought you said D.
No,
damn.
B, like Bumblebee.
I thought we found what Stygius was looking for all along.
Is that the last book we had to find?
Nope, there's
or
one
the
more
last painting.
There's one more painting.
Okay. I would like to just go ahead and walk up towards the next painting then.
The next painting is two trolls sitting underneath a tree.
I'll try my luck.
Make an investigation check.
13.
13? You look in the T's. Nothing in the T's about trolls. Make another one.
Damocles, I might need some help again.
All right, I'm coming over. I'm gonna insight the fuck out of this painting. I rolled a 16.
It has to be a book about trolls, but the titles are sometimes misleading from what you found with the other books.
Yeah, so there's at least two books that have like a very similar title, and I can't for the life of me remember what the word is. Was it like the or?
There was the werewolf that was a W, and the beholder that was a B.
No, but they had like the titles of the books. What the fuck is the word that I'm looking for? Oh my god.
Guide?
No, it has to do... It was like... I don't even know. Now I don't even know.
I don't even know anymore.
Is there any books that are like history of trolls or like
make an investigation check. Where else did I look?
Oh shit. I rolled a 19.
A 19. Thinking about that, and as you look through, you find a book called Rampaging Trolls.
Well, does that have a letter on the front of it?
Grab the book, and it has a red on it has a red R on it.
Red R. Is there an X in the middle? Flipping through the pages, do I see one?
You see an X in the center.
Okay, well, I'm going to take this book, set it on the stack with the rest of them, and now we have a word puzzle in front of us.
Oh no, words! Oh, I'm dyslexic, it's going to kill me! I want to play where I just die from reading. If someone tells me to read something, I just spontaneously explode. See how long I can live.
All right, what are the letters, and can you read the poem after that?
The letters are O W L R A E B.
W O L R A B E. Okay.
A picture is worth a thousand words, but don't count words, for it is the letters you seek. How many letters did I give you? I want to make sure I give you all the letters.
We have seven. I'd like to take the books and arrange them B E A R O W L.
Nothing happens.
Okay. I'd like to pull them out and go O W L B E A R.
As you set the R book in, it sinks into the podium. And you hear coming from the end of the hall. The end of the chamber as the doors open.
I'm gonna admire my craftsmanship, first and foremost. Two attempts, dust my fucking shoulders off a little bit, and walk towards that newly opened door.
As you guys walk down the doorway, you walk into a corridor of spiral stairs leading down to another door. And I think this is where we're going to end it.
Right on. Nice job on the puzzle.
Yeah, no kidding.
No, you did a great job.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, shit.
Shit.
Keeping that in.
That's definitely going to stay in. It's going to be a great clip against me for the rest of my life.
Solid.
Well, thank you guys. I hope you guys had fun. We're almost all the way through.
Heck yeah.
Nice.
Heck of a dungeon.
Yeah, we'll come back to this dungeon and the dungeon chaos next time. So keep coming back for our Caffeinated Chaos. Check us out on all podcast streaming services. I think we're on all of them. I have no clue. If we're not, let me know. Rate our show. It helps us out a lot. And share this with your friends, family, and your furry friends too. Your little fur babies. We'll catch you on the next one. Peace out.
Toodaloo.